Hey, Dance Moms fans, we are back with Season 8, Episode 8, Team on Trial. This week we're going to be talking about a little bit of attitude we're seeing from the girls. We're going to rate our favorite dances and talk about the usual mama drama. It's all coming up right after this. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello! Thank you guys so much for tuning in to our after panel today. I'm not sure if you guys saw any technical difficulties on your end. If you did, we apologize. We got it now. We got it now, right, Tony?
We got it. We're on live, I assume.
Let's hope so. Well, I am one of your hosts, Tamara Brown. With me this season is Tony Moore.
Tony Moore. Have several seats, everyone. That's what I used to say when I used to do this.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Have several seats?
Yep.
Like, take a seat and listen to us?
Yep.
Got it.
That was my catchphrase, I guess?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
You had a few, didn't you?
Oh, my God. There's no telling what comes out of my mouth. I have to, like, sometimes rewatch it to know. Although, I have some wonderful fans who always remind me, so I always appreciate
nice.
It. Thank you, guys.
And thank you guys so much for commenting, liking, and commenting on our previous episode recaps. We really appreciate that. You guys are really smart. We've got some good comments
yeah.
in the last few.
I read them. So yeah. Thank you guys so much for commenting, and thank you so much for welcoming me back. And it's been great to reconnect with you guys. And yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. So this is season eight, episode 8, Team on Trial.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. There's a lot going on in this episode. So we are going to start talking a little bit about the attitude that we are seeing from these young ladies.
Well, I will say at the top of the show, what I actually liked hearing what the girls had to say.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been a little produced because it was the catalyst to what the episode was going to be about. But Presley was very well-spoken in what she thought as far as, like, them not being a team. Sarah spoke up as far as letting Gia know that she kind of just scooped up Eliana and didn't allow Eliana to connect with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you know, If we go back in the day when we were younger, you know, there were two people who always did that. And it's like, but wait, we're in a group. So, like, let's be more of a group. Let's be more of a team. I thought Gia was a little of the dramatics.
Yes.
Like, you know, being like, but I don't know what you guys mean. I mean, Eliana and I are just
that
really close.
That sounds exactly like her. Her
and
voice.
I, yeah. But I was literally just sitting crazy. There like, summer down, girl. Like, you know, they're just saying that, yeah, you two have a friendship, but this is supposed to be a group thing. So, yeah, you can go have your kiki in the corner, but then you got to come out and be like, hey, y'all, like, what's going on? You
yes.
know, whatever. So, and especially for a group that hasn't been winning, they need to feel more connected. Because
mm-hmm.
that was the thing about the girls last season, talking about Kendall and Mackenzie and Maddie and Nia and Kalani. They danced so well together because they were such a great unit together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
and
where,
to be fair, they had years and years and years of
they did
of being
they
together.
Did. But you know, that's where this team now needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. I know it's this is not showing good diplomacy, but I like Sarah and Presley the best because they seem to be the most like level headed. Also sometimes a little, you know, like very honest and,
mm-hmm.
and I like those two girls.
Yeah.
I don't remember. It seems like this, just in this one season, I've mentioned several times in our last couple recaps that we're seeing a lot of attitude, in my opinion, from Giannina. Like she seems to be a little diva.
Mm-hmm.
Granted she can because she's got quite the resume, but still, you know, part of being a professional dancer or anybody in the entertainment industry is you have to be easy to work with or
and humble.
You ain't gonna get jobs.
This
people
is
don't
true.
Want to work with you. People
yeah.
don't want to work with you if you that's why it's only the two of us on this panel because we can't get anyone else who wants to deal with our egos.
I don't know if it's that.
I'm just kidding.
It's just people haven't caught up on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's no shade.
Yeah, that's I'm just kidding about that. We are nothing but a treat, Tony and I
mean hello. I'm just saying. But no, I think when you're always boasting about your resume, it's kind of like, we get it, girl. Like, you're great and you got some credits. But at the same time, we're talking about the here and now. We're talking about the dance competition in Canton, Ohio. We're not talking about The Greatest Showman or You on Broadway or anything like that. Those gigs have passed. You can't keep holding on to them gigs because you have booked it. You have done it. You received the check. The check cleared. We have moved on.
And to throw your teammates, I've never seen any of the girls in any of the seasons throw their teammates under the bus like that. Like, even if it was somebody else's fault,
yeah,
you don't throw them under the bus like that.
Because here's the thing, when they were about to do Pyramid, and Gia comes out and is just like, you know, I feel like my teammates tried to sabotage me. If I was everyone else, I would have clutched my pearls too and been like, excuse me? Like, no one's yeah. trying to sabotage you. We're in rehearsal. And they showed it last week. They said, you go after Hannah. So if it's me, you, and someone else goes, then you're supposed to go. Then I'm supposed to go. Sometimes there's no count.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we all remember Lorianne Gibson, she did counts like Boom Cat. So if you're sitting here looking at your nails and forgot that, okay, and then you're supposed to go, then, like, you're not paying attention.
Yes.
So no one's trying to throw you under the bus. You weren't paying attention. Just own it and say, you know what? I messed up, but we good.
I think it was Presley's mom, Ashley, that was like, or even Abby said, like, the kids aren't smart enough to have figured out that calculation mm-hmm. it would have taken to give you the wrong count.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
That's pretty, Gia's really reaching for something to not be her fault. And Eliana, who, you know, before these last two episodes, Eliana, the last time we saw her, she was a mini. She was probably, so that was like, what, 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Three, yeah, so, you know, she was, I guess she was like 10. She's small for her age too, like Lily, so she seemed younger. But still, like, now that we're seeing her a little bit more mature of a dancer and more mature of an adolescent girl. I'm not liking I think her mom, Yolanda, is rubbing off on her too. We're seeing, in my opinion, we're getting a little too much attitude from Eliana too.
Well, here's the thing. Number one, Yolanda, stop showing up without your child. Like, you knew that you were coming to the show. You knew that she didn't have enough school. You got the call sheet just like everybody else. Make sure she's there
mm-hmm.
for rehearsal. And then if you're there without your child, you need to be sitting up there like this.
Yeah.
Instead, you're all like, mm-hmm. my child is like this and your child is just, nope. You need
Nobody
to.
Nobody needs to hear that.
And be real quiet because, like Abby pointed out, everyone is working hard because her child isn't there. And she's up there causing a ruckus over something that happened so many, like a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep replaying the clip. You saw the clip.
Yeah.
I saw the clip. Okay, since we're doing trial and error, we're now the jury. Guilty or not guilty, Yolanda choked Stacey.
You know what? I guess I haven't, like, examined it close enough.
Now,
but
you done watched that.
Would,
they done showed that, mm-hmm. that clip twice.
Yeah, every time they show it, I'm just like, this again.
Yes.
I think she does choke her, right?
It's on you. What do you think? After observing the video.
Yeah, I think she...
Do you feel like there was a choke?
She at least, puts her hands, like, up here and touches her.
Yes.
Who knows if there was any sort of, like, you can't get into the technical, like, did she clasp her hands close?
Right.
No, but she touched her.
Now, being someone who has watched Legally Blonde quite a few times, let me break this down for you, okay? After watching said video, this is what I observe. When you come at someone like this, you're going for the neck.
Throat.
Yeah. When you're trying to push someone, it's more of this motion. So if you coming up like you're not pushing no one like that. You're pushing someone like that. But you're going in like that. That's going in for a choke. So I hereby say that Yolanda is guilty of trying to choke Stacey.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That was not a push.
Convicted and what's the word? Convicted. That's it. Reruled. Remember, what's the name of Paige and Brooke's mom?
Kelly.
Kelly. God, you're so good. Mm-hmm. They left the show when Kelly spit. Touched Abby.
Oh, no, she smacked. Yeah. She smacked Abby.
Yeah, but yeah. And it was the same kind of thing where they would play it over and over again, and you really couldn't tell, like, yes, it seemed like she something.
It was a smack or a grab.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been, like, a grab of the hair or maybe a smack. It's one of the two. Someone in the comments remind me or put a link to it. But there was, like, a lawsuit and everything.
Yeah, well, Abby filed, that. Like, a restraining order against Kelly. Mm-hmm. It was enough to get her off. I'm sure that there was enough, like, behind-the-scenes legal action, which that was, like, Kelly had to contractually leave the show for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
But it was another, you know, like... In these instances, like, obviously nobody's actually getting hurt. There's no physical assault, but it's just putting your hands on somebody else, I guess, is reason enough that you can legally file a restraining order and stuff.
But, again,
it's just interesting that that took Kelly completely and the girls completely off the show and not Yolanda.
Well, that was during a time, you know, we now have time to rest and this keeps coming up, like... Mm-hmm. Apologize and move on.
Yeah. Yep. Well, speaking of moving on, before we move on to the next topic.
Oh, yes. For those of you who are watching either live or maybe you are just tuning in or you're listening to us on the podcast, we want to thank you so much for making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of TV talk. Now, for us to grow, we need your help in doing a few things. While you're watching us, make sure you click that subscribe button. Tell a friend. Put it on your social media. Let them know that for all of your recap needs, tune in to AfterBuzz TV. Also, make sure you give us a 5-star rating if you're on iTunes. And hey, while you're there, leave a comment. Let us know what you like, only what you like, because we only like to read what you like. Thank you so much for being a part of the AfterBuzz TV family. We appreciate your love and support. And we continue to bring you what we love right here on your YouTube screen.
Beautiful. Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome.
So let's move on to our second topic. We're gonna talk about the dances of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite part of every episode, obviously,
just yes.
Seeing them dances.
Of course.
So we brought in Cameron, little Miss Cammy.
Yes. And she's so adorable. Like, she's 7, and, you know, when you're a kid, you just do, it's like, kick your leg up here. And it's like, what else you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
But taking into account she is 7, and I think there is that worry of, like, is she going to remember the dance? Is she going to... But she does have some very natural performing
she's
abilities.
She's a great performer. And let's keep it... 7 is a big difference. Most of these girls are 13.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though they look younger, they are mostly 13. That's mm-hmm. She's half their age.
Yeah, and I think for where she is as a dancer, I think she's doing great. Now, is there room for improvement? Absolutely.
Sure.
But when you're 7, you kind of, okay, maybe your foot isn't as pointed as it should be, or maybe your hand is like this when it's supposed to be like this. You know, there's a certain things that you just kind of look over because she's 7.
Yep, for sure. Yeah. She's got her entire lifespan that she's been on this earth. She has that much time left to get as good as the other girls on the team right mm-hmm. now. So I think she's doing fine.
Me too.
Cammy, you're good. So, yeah. But let's talk about her dance. Okay, this is just me. I 100% know that I'm the only one that had this issue. But as a Tina Turner fan, the costuming was a little all over the place because the wig was 1980s. Tina, What's Love Got to Do with It, Tina Turner, and mm-hmm. the dance, Proud Mary, is 1965, you know, Ike and Tina. So the wig, not ruining the aesthetic of the Proud Mary theme, in my opinion. I know that's extremely nitpicky, but that was just something that I was just like, these costumes this season, I'm not loving them.
Well, being a Tina Turner fan as well, yes, Proud Mary is Ike and Tina, but she continued to do that throughout her career. But I think that when you think of Tina, you think of just a very flashy dress mm-hmm. and hair. Mm-hmm. So I think the look was fine because it is very 1980s Tina.
And it was also, at least for the general population and the younger viewers, that's the more recognizable Tina. Like, yes, because I Can Tina, that's not some...
I Can Tina was more of the wavy hair, the very, like, you know, acid queen, you know, honky-tonk woman, like, you know, it was like wigs. And then she had this, like, kind of edgy, like, rough cut from, like, when she left Ike and then came on. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's very... the color was a little off. But that's very, like, I don't know the album, but I can see it. It's like she's in front of a white background holding a jacket like this and just kind of looking. It may
was
have
it Private Dancer?
No, Private Dancer was the black one where she was straddled like that. I think it might have had Steamy Windows on, was one of the songs on there.
Okay.
This is all good knowledge for you young millennials. You young millennials. The theme generation.
Now is, this is merging to just the Tina Turner.
But I think overall she had a great look. And I mean, it wasn't the song itself really wasn't Proud Mary, but it was Proud Mary adjacent because Proud Mary starts off slow and then it gets rough. And so so I think it did that. I think she eased into it and then she hit us with the fire and she had the sass and she had the faces
and she had this for a second. It was in there for just a second.
The wig stayed on.
Yes.
So I think overall it was a very enjoyable number. And I just really wish that, I don't know why Abby was just like, I don't think she's right for the ALDC because of her technique. It's kind of like, but if she's a great performer and you see potential there, then why not have her and keep her and mold her and like give her one more week and say, all right, we're going to put you in class and we're going to work on this technique. And then if I don't see improvement, then you got to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Also because... Cammy as a mini is dancing in a different, like her solo. If one of the other girls had a solo this week, they wouldn't have been competing against each other. Mm-mm. She's in the mini category and the girls are in the juniors category.
Yeah.
So I don't know how, because I remember, you know, when season 7, there was issues and I don't know what the technical rules are of these competitions that they attend, but like you need, in order to be in the junior category, you need like a certain age range. Mm-hmm. And so I guess Abby doesn't need a 7-year-old in order to compete in the category that they're competing in.
Right.
But, it would behoove her to have a mini getting first place in solos, you know, just to always have a first place.
And shout out to her mom, Adriana, who came in and was not taking any mess from any of those moms. Mm-hmm. Because Michelle was kind of like, and she was like, no, she'll be fine. And I'm like, that's right. Sometimes you got to stand your ground with these moms. Don't come in too much. Mm-hmm. You got to stand your ground with these moms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like her. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the duet between Giannina and Eliana, Judge Gia.
Gia. Well, the drama of that, which I thought it was a bit of shade. The thing is that Eliana is getting she's getting too many passes. She's not there for rehearsals and everything like that. And I like the fact that Sarah went to Abby and said, you know what? I've been here all week. She worded it very well, because word choice is great. You kids should learn this now. Word choice is great. She said, I deserve the opportunity to show you that I can do this dance.
I deserve the opportunity.
Yes. And so Abby was like, I love a good dance off. And I wish they would have played it more because I was kind of thinking that Sarah had it a little more than Eliana.
Yeah.
And I thought Abby was going to go, oh, wow, you surprised me, Sarah. Well, sorry, Eliana. I'm going to give it to Sarah because she did a great job. And when Sarah was in the camera, like, I think I did a better job. I was like, I think I'm kind of with you, girl. Like, I don't know how, you know, I don't know. I wasn't there, but I feel like she probably did a better job than Eliana, who keeps coming in and, like, you know, the schedules and everything are being rearranged for her. And then she's learning these dances in the last minute. And go ahead.
And, well, I'm also wondering, again, I said this about what Eliana was wearing for last week's competition. In the Judge Gia number, she looked like she just came from rehearsal, too. Like, she was wearing, like, rehearsal clothes rather than, like, a costume. And I don't know if that was like a creative decision. Like, were they like, well, she's a plaintiff, so she's just going to wear regular dance clothes, But it to
in
me
in the actual that dance was, or rehearsal
in the actual dance on when they were on stage.
That was her strangler outfit.
That was to yeah. me. To me, it looked like just like rehearsal clothes.
Because remember in the show, Abby said that Judge Gia was going to be the judge, and that Eliana would continue her strangler role. So she had on
So it was the same.
Yeah, she had on outfit. The black thing with the.
I guess to me that doesn't look like a dynamic costume to perform in. It looks like rehearsal clothes to me. Yeah. So I guess that's why I thought the same thing for both of those. Both of those dances.
Now Sarah, who was like, "I'm gonna learn the dance, and I'm gonna be there just in case." She was ready. Mm-hmm. She was just kind of like, you know, because Eliana started having a meltdown right before, because the mock trial happened where Abby was like, "All right, we're gonna put this to rest. Stacey, come up. Yolanda, come up. You have 30 seconds. Go." And then I saw where Abby was going, where it was supposed to be playful. But again, Yolanda messes it up because she just...
Well, let's save that for when we talk about the moms in just a second. But let's go over the group dance. Mm. The group dance,
Oh, wait. Going back one more time. I don't feel like Eliana was in it. Mm-hmm. I don't think she knew the character.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
She was... It was, like, very smiley, and I felt like... You know, if you're trying to defend yourself, there's ways of, like, hope and then, like, despair and then, like, confusion.
Yeah.
Like, so kind of take us on this journey of what this court session is like before the final ruling.
Yeah.
And then what is that final ruling? Because the end pose was that. So, like, are you going to jail, girl? Like, did you get convicted? Yeah. Like, yeah. What is it?
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. Yeah. Okay, so going with the group dance, I really liked this one. I liked this Blue Bloods dance, and the reason I liked it is because of the bleeding thing that she added, which added a little bit of drama. Drama without having to choose a topic that's about gun violence or suicide or like these heavy, heavy topics that Abby likes to lean into for the group dance in order to have like gravitas for the number. I like something like this where it's like silly, lighthearted theme, but yet we've got some sort of like effect or something that is very powerful. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was really cool about
this. Did you get it?
Not really. I mean, Blue Bloods, you're not literally bleeding, but it was just a cool effect visually.
I didn't, like, Abby explained that they were, like, aristocrats, which are like, rich people, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then I didn't get, and then I got lost. Like I look now. But I thought they danced.
The blood, the, like, bleeding of the blood, you're absolutely right. It makes no sense. Like,
no.
Like, aristocrats are, like, the music was very royal. It's an upper class. It's kind of an archaic term. Like, there aren't really aristocrats anymore. Right. But, like, bleeding doesn't have to do with that. So the effect of it, I liked it visually, but you're right. It didn't make any sense.
I didn't get it. However, they danced beautifully together. I thought they looked great. I thought the effect was great. Because I thought they had to run off stage to get the blood. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was right here.
Yeah.
So they kept going, shoom, and then going down, and shoom, and going down, or shoom. You know, I was like, oh, wow, that's a great effect. But I think if I was sitting in the audience, I would be like, oh, that's like, really cool, but what's happening?
What lesson are we learning here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, there's that.
And I like the costumes. And I like a good, solid, like, everybody in blue. It really helps to, a cohesive dance looks cohesive when they're all wearing the same thing. And also, this dance, I think the reason, they were all together, and they did look really good together, but I think one of the reasons of that too is because this dance in particular was basically like there were only a couple roll-offs, there were only a couple times when everybody's doing something separate. Like this dance had everybody was doing the same thing throughout most of it, whereas like last week's dance with the hazing, the sorority dance, everybody was doing something different that entire dance, so it was hard to tell like how they were doing as a team, you know what I mean?
The story was muddled. Yeah. But this one, at least we saw them dance together.
Yeah.
So it was good.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
So which was your favorite?
I'm going to have to go with Blue Blood, then Proud Cammy, and then Judge Gia.
Yep, that's what mine would have been, too. Yeah. That's exactly how I would have rated them.
Yep.
All right, let's go move on to our third topic. Let's talk about them crazy moms. We mentioned the trial scene, mm-hmm. and Yolanda and Stacey. So, yeah. So, are you on Stacey's side?
Yolanda tried to choke her.
Yeah.
Let's keep it real. upon further review of the tape, she tried it. But I think at some point you two need to be adults and bury the hatchet. Again, like I was saying a few moments ago, I saw where Abby was trying to go, but because Yolanda kept yapping about, you know, no, that's not what I did, and blah, 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 it's like, follow the rules. You had 30 seconds to explain, now zip it. Mm-hmm. But then it went...
Yeah, Yolanda interrupted, and she just started, she was trying to talk.
Because she has to prove a point, mm-hmm. and she has to be like, you know, camera on me. And
she just has to be loud and getting that attention, because yeah. she doesn't make any sense of what she says.
And I get defending yourself, but girl, look at the tape. Mm-hmm. Like, you are literally going like this, and not like this. And again, she charged at her, so there was even no reason to have your hands up.
Mm-hmm.
You went in for,
yeah.
like, you know, if you go like this, that means you're about to, you know what I mean? You're, yeah. you're about
you're
to
strike her,
you're about to hit yeah. her. If you go like this, you're about to smack her. If you go like this, you're about to choke her. You're about to put, like, that's all
yeah.
hand language. Just note to self, kids, if you're watching this or listening, violence is not the answer. So please, never put your hands on anyone. Go alert an adult and let them handle it for you. That kind of announcement brought to you by me, Tony.
Thank you. The more you know.
Yep.
Bum, bum, ding, ding,
boom, boom.
Yes, very true. I am kind of getting sick of Stacey and Yolanda's, the little back and forth between them. I mm-hmm. do. Ashley is becoming more and more vocal. Presley's mom, Ashley.
Yes.
Cece, we're seeing a lot of her. We're seeing her a lot of this. And, mm-hmm. and then... Giannina's mom always defending Giannina rather than being a good parent, which I think is when Gia, you know, throws her teammates under the bus. I think the mom should be like, Gia, we don't do that. Like,
yeah.
do you know, like, set a good example of ethical behavior. And I don't think Giannina's mom does that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I like Ashley. I'm hoping that Ashley's not gonna pull any. She's right about where I think she should be. If she pulls out any further attitude or starts any more, any sort of explosions after this, then I'm not going to be such a fan of hers. But yeah. right now, I don't mind Ashley. She's probably, and we're not seeing much of Hannah's mom. She's not really getting involved in the fights right now.
Well, the only thing I noticed in this episode was, like, finally Hannah, you know, spoke her piece. And then she's like, oh, wait, can I just say something? No, Anne, you can't say nothing. Like, your child said enough. Like, we don't need your take. You could just sit there and let Hannah speak for herself instead of looking at her, talking about, yeah, girl, I'm going to add to what you're saying.
It no, occurred we don't need to me, and when we first started this, I said several times how, like, I was worried about Hannah. I didn't know she was going to make it in the dance world because she's mm-hmm. too much in her shell.
Mm-hmm.
It occurred to me maybe the whole reason they tried to get on this show, like they wanted her on the show, was not to get her name out there, not for the have ALDC on her resume, but to force her to be out of her shell. Like maybe her mom was saying, like, you're going to have to talk to cameras and you need that, you know, like maybe
if you're trying to get out your shell, take an acting class, take an improv class in your own community.
Oh,
don't get
are.
On national TV trying to talk into a camera.
Bung, 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 bung. Got a lot of lessons with Pam.
Lessons by Tony.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about our special segment,
uh-huh.
guys. This week, we wanted to do a little... We were going to guess our look at what we think next week's pyramid is going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do a little... you know, we're gonna roll the dice here. I bet you we've nailed it.
I feel like we have.
Yeah.
So we already did the pyramid. I felt like Hannah was going to be at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
only because, like, she disappears in this group. So you don't really notice her.
Yeah.
I'm sure she did fine, but she's not noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I think that's true.
next, I feel like it's going to be Presley, because... I feel like she's the same as Hannah. Next, I'm going to put Cameron there, only because even though she won, there's still, like, some technique issues that are happening.
Yeah.
So, you know, congratulations on winning, however, technique. Then I was, then the last four were a little tricky because I think these are like, these are the top. So I put, Liliana, cause I feel like she's done better. Then I had Sarah, because, although she didn't get the duet, she was ready and willing. And even though the duet got second, I still feel like Eliana did great for the time that she had. If she had more time, it would have been much better.
Yep.
And I agree with Sarah. Maybe they actually would have won the duet had, you know, she had done it instead of her. And then at the top, I put Gia.
Yeah. So I'm sure. Well, she got second place. So you think Gia's going to be at the top?
I mean,
I took, it's, you know what?
It's tricky, it's tricky.
Really, yeah.
Because, like,
you never know.
Because Cammy got first.
But she's definitely not going to be at the top.
Right. So. The group got first. She got second. But, I mean, who else would you put at the top?
This reminds me, I wanted to, well, who would I put at the top? I feel like Eliana always, she's starting to be the favorite. Mm-hmm. I think Abby's favorite, so I could see her being at the top, but I really don't know. I think this is a good guess. The way you, I'm not saying you're wrong. Like yeah. that's probably what it will be.
Me wrong.
But I wanted to mention Sarcastically Sardonic, who commented on our last week's panel, because she brought up a very good point, which was early on I was saying how I thought Savannah and Sarah were going to be the ones to exit, be kicked off the team because we didn't see much of them.
Mm-hmm.
And she mentioned that when Savannah broke the contract, she was probably edited out. Like at the end of the season, knowing that she broke the contract, she was probably edited out. Like if she had any solos or duets, it was edited out of those episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fact that she broke the contract. And I thought, that's probably true. That's probably why we didn't see much of her in the early episodes, too. So just wanted to shout out, because that's a really good point. So if you guys have any theories that you think, anything that we've commented on, leave us a comment, because we really appreciate you bringing up something that we haven't thought of, or I haven't thought of.
Right. I don't know. I don't know about that.
No? You don't agree?
No, because, I mean, they do their episodes week by week. So, I don't think they would have edited out her if she were there. Like things would have had to play out as they did for that episode. And then
there could have been, like, let's say in an earlier episode, let's say, or any episode where there, let's say a solo and a duet, there might have been an additional solo, and we just didn't see that, you know?
But that's just like, okay, we're going to see JoJo next week.
Mm-hmm.
JoJo left. Mid-season, broke contract or whatever, but she wasn't altered at all previous to that. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until, like, they decided not to come back. They didn't try to do anything around. It was like, she's not coming back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's why I don't think that they would have edited her out earlier, because they knew that a contract was broken. They would have kept it as is and then presented. Well, they left in the middle of the night.
I wasn't there. I appreciate the theory, though. We are almost out of time, but let's go over some. We have some news this week.
Oh, yes. I read that little Mackenzie Ziegler.
Who's not so little anymore.
I know. Oh, my gosh. These kids are, like, growing up, and I felt like I knew them when they were babies. If you guys have been watching the show, this recap, for a while, you know that back in the day, they all came to the studio. And just looking at them now, it's ridiculous how they keep growing up. But with that, we all knew that Mac Z, as she was known back then, was, you know, starting on the path to being a singer album. And performer.
Yeah.
And
girl party.
Yes, and she got signed to Arista Records.
Oh, good for her.
Yes, I believe it's Arista.
I was just thinking about Girl Party the other day because I was like, that would be a perfect drag show for somebody to dance to. That would be a great drag show song.
Oh my gosh. So if there's any drag queen out there that has performed to that song, please put the link in the comments.
I would love that.
Yes.
Girl Party.
Yes. And then if you guys are big fans of Abby Lee Miller, she was on the Wendy Williams show last week.
That's right.
Wendy is a huge fan of hers, and the interview was great. Abby looked great, and so make sure you check that out. I believe they put the clips up on YouTube.
And she was in the chair, right? So, like, I had been suspecting that Abby's not in the chair currently anymore. Like, we're seeing these episodes that were filmed months ago, and she was in the chair there, but I guess she still is. I was wrong.
Mm-hmm. She's still in the chair. Yep.
All right. Yep. I think we're gonna tidy it up there and leave it there for episode 8. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hey, Tony, where can they find you?
Well, you guys can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony or my website, loungingwithtony.com.
Awesome. And I am your host, Tamara Brown. And hey, check out my comedy dance troupe called Liquid Feet. Look us up on YouTube. And we will be back next week with another episode talking about JoJo. So hang in there with us, comment, like, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.